What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, Minnesota plays this between the third and fourth quarters.
Really?
They do this thing called Do the Gopher, and everybody basically does the truffle shuffle, and they have a gopher that pops up on their big board. That's what happens when you do a deep dive into Minnesota football when you haven't measured dynasty in NCAA football.
I always get that one. Was that Tiesto? Or no, that was...
No, that was Avicii.
Avicii.
He's passed away. God rest his soul.
Peace.
Yep.
Rest in power,
yep.
King.
He's done well. He did well. It was a good song. Good tune.
They put out two documentaries at the same time on Netflix, and you wouldn't think that kind of music would put me to sleep in a documentary, but I fell asleep very
early. Song put you to bed?
No,
buys?
Just that documentary. Oh. One of them, sorry. Whichever one I put on.
It was sad. The hooch got to him. Real quick about that, because I want to get this Bobby Marks thing in here, too. We got a lot of stuff we got to do. I got to go back to Chris in California's call. When it comes to Kenny Pickett, it is unfair that I'm sorry to say this to Chris, and hopefully he's still listening over in California. It's just part of what the league is. You get two guys who are rookies. They're shiny toys. That's what they are. I mean, good guys, Shedeur Sanders, no matter what, is a star. If you got internet people making things up about you, you are a star. And that's what's going on. He is a star. And he's fun to talk about. He's fun to discuss. Dylan Gabriel, he's a rookie. It's fun to discuss whether or not he's being disrespected. Kenny, we've already seen Kenny. And yeah, you know what? And this is not fair. And Chris, if he goes out and he does well, please, I got my preconceived notions. I mean, when they traded for him, I was despondent. Because I didn't think he was going to be very good coming out of college. I agree with Chris in California that they did not do him any favors in Pittsburgh. They are not good at developing quarterbacks. Ben Roethlisberger was already developed by the time that coaching staff came in. And then with the other OCs, then none of them did a great job. Well, Arthur Smith didn't get a chance to get him and just kind of turn around and hand the ball off. But none of them did a great job. Maybe there is some gold in them, their hills. Maybe it becomes Geno Smith or Sam Darnold or, ironically enough, Baker Mayfield. Maybe he becomes one of those guys. Or maybe he's just an also-ran. Like, it's on it now. I mean, you remember, like, everybody... I got people in my mentions, of course, about Baker. Oh, you get to watch the Buccaneers in primetime games, Ken. Like, okay, great. You guys win. But Baker was seen as a bridge guy that they were going to lose with to get to their rookie QB. It's on you. It's on you and the staff. Can you do it? Because the heat's on, man. He's texting the right people. The heat is on. Because no matter what I want to say about the nice things about Joe Flacco and all the other great stuff, he's a 40-year-old quarterback. Everybody else is relatively young. What direction is this team headed at this position? So Joe has to be Mahomes quality, Allen quality, for them to hold on to him. Or we are moving forward. That's what makes this all really difficult. I mean, if they would have traded away Myles Garrett and taken the cap hit and everything else, it would be much easier for me to agree with everybody. Well, yeah, just go ahead and play the rookies. Well, sink or swim, whatever. But I can't. Like, veterans matter. And guys that veterans trust matter. And so, yeah, when Chris in California calls in and says what he says about Kenny Pickett needing to be respected, okay, I think he's going to be respected by the right people. I think he's going to get every opportunity to start this season for the Browns and to see whether or not he can hold on to the job. Because he's a veteran. 216-474-0092. I know you. I want to get this Bobby Marks stuff. I want to get to these calls here, too, because he threw out a hypothetical trade that apparently Lima's getting murdered over. Sean in Houston, Texas. He's listening on the Free Odyssey app. He's next up on the Fan. Hello, Sean.
First, it almost sounds like a Steelers fan is, like, trolling us, saying, Kenny Pickett's thrown two touchdowns in a game once in two seasons. Can we, like, look, I mean, like, I'm not even trying to be mean. The dude started two years. I don't care about the total game. He started 2 years for the Steelers. He threw a touchdown. Over one touchdown. Once. Once in 2 years. Just, like, I'm not sure if it's the weed. I lived in California. I've called in high sometimes. Let's just all settle down. Okay? Just, for the love of God, stop it.
I just love how... Stop it. You know, you said that, and I'm going to get a bunch of people calling in to defend Kenny Pickett. I've very rarely seen... I've seen two quarterback fights before. I've not seen three or even four quarterback arguments between fans now. This is going to be good stuff. Go ahead, Sean.
Look, this schedule, you said it verbatim, this schedule, this one, you cannot, will not, I guarantee I'll put the house on it. Ain't no way. A quarterback is getting thrown in for those first six games. That's a rookie. It is going to be a hell of a stretch. We're going to get rocked. And, like, you better cross your, you know what, put in Kenny Pickett, put in Joe Flacco. We're going to win one game. It's sad, but it's true. Those first six games, guys, are brutal. That's probably the best thing that could have happened to us, is just bombarding us with playoff teams those first six games. Because then what's going to happen is we're going to have Joe or Kenny. We're going to win one or two games. It's going to be 2-4, 1-5. And we're going to go, you know what? Bye week's coming up. Who do we want to put in for these next four or five games so we can see who's going to play? Because it's an easy schedule after the bye week. NFL easy, right? Quotation marks. But if it was easy in the beginning, that would be the worst thing. Because then we'd sit there and be like, great, Joe or Kenny look amazing. Do we really want to put in a rookie? Let's put in a rookie against these great teams. This is amazing. This is perfect for us. There's going to be those four or five games towards the second half of the season where if Shador and Dylan can't play, everyone's going to go, well, we know what the hell we got to do. We're either going to draft a quarterback, package the picks, and up, or stay in our spot and draft the quarterback. So let's just, we're not going to know anything until the second half of the season.
Sean, I mean, I agree with you. These guys got to be special. Like, that's, I don't want to just throw them out there to see what it is. Even though a lot of people, they advocate for it, they just want to be entertained. All right, fair enough. It is an entertainment business, for crying out loud. Let's not get too terribly serious about this. But I want to make sure that they're in the best position to defend themselves. One of these guys, if I were to put a rookie out there week one against Cincinnati, no matter what I think of Cincinnati, they have to prove that not only are they good enough, they got to show that they're special. Shador Sanders would have to do things in practice. I'm going, well, this guy's got it. This guy's got something here that's really, really special that we haven't seen since 1989. Like, he's got to show that, and I got to believe that in my heart, or I'm putting my football team in serious danger. Because if I just put somebody out there that doesn't deserve to be out there, or frankly, my team deserves to be out there, good luck for the rest of the year. Good luck, because that's an irresponsible thing for them to do. Todd in Akron, hello.
Hello, thanks for having me on the show.
Glad to have you, Todd. Go ahead.
This is what I got to say. They haven't even fixed the offensive line for the Browns. And I'm thinking, you throw these rookies out there, then we lose one of them, or even both of them, then what? My thing is, they need to know how to evaluate talent in the first place. I see why they got four quarterbacks. I see it. They want to see who's one going to rise to the top. No, I would not put those rookies out there when they haven't even...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Fix the offensive line. And like you said, you got all these playoff teams that's coming at the Browns. What do you expect? They're not going to do well.
You know, I don't know what they're going to do. I know, like, you talk to a lot of people about the offensive line. Todd, that's an underrated conversation.
Yeah,
because,
is.
Like, we are not even thinking, like, who's their left tackle? Like, if you were to look at our lads, I think as of right now, I think they have DeJuan Jones listed as the left tackle over there. So you're thinking of what? Cornelius Lucas, probably at left tackle. Yeah. Well, you got Jack Conklin there. So does Jack Conklin go stay at right tackle and DeJuan has to go to left tackle? What does Cornelius Lucas do? Like, and your steps, I mean, I had this happen. And Todd, thank you very much for the call here because this is a hell of a point. Remember, I asked DeJuan point blank after that Seattle game, do you want to be a left tackle? He said, absolutely not. I'm a right tackle. That's where it is. He said it. We got the clip somewhere. He was not interested in playing left tackle at that time because so many people were like, just switch him over. Just switch him over because they were sick of looking at Jed Wills. And, hey, I understand that. DeJuan is a wonderful kid, but damn it, your steps are totally different. I don't know if you can just do that.
It's just tough with DeJuan because it seems like a really good draft pick, right? He showed so many signs early. And just having two consecutive seasons that were derailed at the end because of injuries, it's hard with as much weight as he's carrying around to truly trust that he's going to be in the long-term plans for this team.
All right, one more, and then I want to get to this Bobby Marks audio. Let me get to Eric in Akron. Hello.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hi, Eric.
If you got four quarterbacks, you got no quarterback. I think you throw the rookies out there. You see what they got. I mean, if we hit gold, we hit gold. Maybe we did hit the Tom Brady, the Brock Purdy, the whatever. And you go into next year knowing that, as opposed to not playing them. And if we suck, we're probably going to go get a quarterback. So now we just wasted draft picks on quarterbacks.
I mean, yeah, but when you talk about Tom Brady, Eric, thank you for the call. Tom Brady had to prove himself over the course of time in New England in that very first training camp to make it arguable that you would keep four quarterbacks. Remember, they always tell that great story about the Hall of Fame game. Tom Brady went out there and, boom, conducting the offense like he was a maestro out there where they had, Gino Carmazzi over at San Francisco on the other sideline where he didn't know he was coming or going. That was a third-round pick. And they knew there at the Hall of Fame game of all places, like, this guy, it ain't going to work with this guy. So, again, you have to show that you're special, right? You're not going out there. It ain't happening. You're not going to run this offense. You're going to get yourself hurt. You're going to get other players hurt. No. All right. I want to hear this Bobby Marks. This is Bobby Marks on what earlier on the show from ESPN, former NBA assistant general manager. We asked him what possible moves could the Cavs make, if any.
If you wanted to go out and try to get, like, Drew Holiday, for example, and you wanted to trade Darius, you would have to basically trade Darius to a third team and get Drew Holiday from Boston. That works because you were taking back less money. As far as with Jarrett, he still has one more year left on his original contract. That's at 20. So you're basically looking at, you know, anything less than $20 million, which it doesn't get you terrific value out there, but that's the type of framework. You just, as I said, you just can't combine his number with another salary. You know, if you can't combine him and Isaac's number to go get a $30 million player out there.
You brought this up just on social media. You got killed for it.
Yeah. And Bobby Marks is getting, you know, roughed up too by a lot of fans because why? Well, Holiday is 34 years old. So he's 10 years older than Darius. And, you know, you could see his game dropping off, right? Especially considering the amount of playoff games Drew Holiday has played in. But that is also why you covet somebody like Drew Holiday. Because of that playoff experience. Because nobody questions toughness when it comes to somebody like him. Ironically, people probably don't realize this, he's actually shot the ball better than Darius Garland in his playoff career, which you don't think of him that way.
I didn't know this.
He's not a regular season player, Jrue Holiday, at this stage. You really need him in the playoffs, but in the regular season, he's nowhere near the score Darius is. He can do a fraction of the things offensively that Darius can do. The problem is, in the playoffs, Darius has proven nothing. So we're going to have the exact same questions going into next year's playoffs as we did this year, as we did last year, as we did the year before, because unfortunately Darius has zero in the way of a playoff track record. So it raises a larger question.
That's a hell of a gamble. I didn't realize Jrue Holiday was 34 years old.
They wouldn't do it. They just flat out wouldn't do it. And I said last year I said I would do it. I brought up Jrue Holiday. It's funny he brought that up. I brought up Jrue Holiday last year. But the Cavs would not do that. I certainly don't think. So it brings up a larger question. We're sitting here talking trades, and what do people do? They go right to salaries and they go to box scores. Because the one thing that Kenny Atkinson and every player on this team said in their exit meetings with the media was what? What did they reference? What term did they reference?
Toughness.
Bingo. They didn't reference bingo. That'd be weird. They referenced toughness. So how do you get better at toughness? Do you tell your guys over the offseason, hey, go work on your toughness? No, it doesn't work like that. Pretty much in this league, you either have that or you don't. And I think a lot of people are wondering, and they were wondering internally, how do you get better at toughness? How do you work on that? Normally, it's you go get different players.
I disagree. Like, some guys just aren't going to do it. You got to get tired of being pushed around at some point. Like, doesn't everybody look at their son? It's a terrible analogy, but don't you look at your son and go, buddy, I can't protect you all the time. Like, you're going to have to serve justice at some point. I know it's a different life than it used to be when you and I were growing up here and at the bus stop every single morning, but it's like, at some point, buddy, you're going to have to defend yourself. I can't go out and fight your battles for you. And at some point, like, I can't keep begging these NBA players to go out there. I'm not asking them to go put people in the Boston Crab, for crying out loud. But I'm asking them to, hey, you're getting banged inside. You got to be able to go and do it yourself.
Who are your tough guys on this team right now? And take Tristan out of it, because he doesn't play.
I think that
Donovan and Max.
Man,
what about DeAndre Hunter? Did you like what you saw when
came back? DeAndre Hunter as well. But like, when you looked at the Cavs, and that 2016 team, like, Jarrett Smith is a dangerous individual. That I love Jarrett Smith. We love Jarrett Smith in this town. But you know J.R. Smith is borderline unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's someone to not mess with. Matt Dellavedova, you can roll your eyes all you want. Not you, anybody. Like, that guy was a pest. He was a Sean Avery pest that really frustrated a lot of teams out there.
I would
had roles other than just their shots. Like, you needed J.R. Smith to hit his shot. You needed Matt Dellavedova to hit his shot when he needed to. But damn it, they stood for something else as well. Like, I'm not just going to go and get some fat lump who hasn't been around, who's just going to walk around and start slugging people. That ain't going to help my basketball team. Like, it's still an offensive game. I need guys out there who can hit shots. But damn it, you're going to need to have somebody out there to be a dangerous influence.
I would even say Amon Shumpert brought some of that, too.
You know what? I'd probably agree with that.
Underrated. He gets talked about pretty much the least.
He was really good defensively with the Knicks when he was coming in. Yeah, you're right about that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.